Turn in your Bibles, if you will, to Romans 1:17. So I'm going to talk to you about hope, and I'm going to talk to you about faith, and I'm talking about three phases of faith. Kind of rolled up in my spirit. It said hope is the ability to believe God can do it, God will do it, and to believe it's God's will. Before I get into that, Romans 1 says this, and he mentions this particular verse four different times in the Bible. He says, for therein the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. It's revealed from faith to faith as it is written, the just, how many are just, shall live by faith. He didn't say you'd live by hope. He said you'd live by faith. And if you don't live by faith and you don't keep faith operable in your life, you'll go through trials and circumstances that are unneedful, and you won't be prepared for the enemy that comes. Just because you're not in warfare doesn't mean warfare has not been assigned to you. When you're in the day of warfare or the evil day, you need to be ready for that. You need to stay ready and know. That's why the Bible says be sober, be vigilant. You have to be ready. And the way you ready yourself is to be armed in faith. Faith will bring you through any storm of life. There's not a single storm that faith will not bring you through. Amen? You won't become a casualty. Praise God. He says the just will live this way. But to live by faith, we need to understand the developments and the operations. You're not going to live in the manifestation phase of faith in the beginning. Now in the beginning, God will help you. God will anoint you. And God will be with you. I remember when he had me take down this initial mountain of poverty. It was really exhilarating. It was amazing how he did it. It took 11 months of standing, but I didn't really know anything back then. But he broke that thing. It was amazing how the rivers just flowed right out. It was amazing how the blessing of this enemy that would never leave me alone. I mean, you're talking about somebody who left college, follow God, you know, big faith man, and struggled. And I remember going to this pastor. He used to own 15 Pizza Huts. He was a multimillionaire. But then he became a pastor and he lost everything. But I remember I was looking for a job. I was needing a job. And he called me and said, and he says, how are you looking for a job? And I had this paper in my hand. He says, let me look at the paper you're looking at. And I was looking at all these jobs, by hourly job. He goes, why don't you slide over this other column? And I'm like, back then it was $50,000. That was a lot for me back then. You have to just understand where I was. You know, $50,000. Oh, my God. And he said, how come you don't look in this section? He goes, the only reason you don't look in that section is because you don't think you're worth that. And he goes, until you change what you think you're worth, you're going to keep looking in the wrong section of life. He said, yeah, there's certain qualifications you need, but you got to first start with your value and your worth. That changed something to me, very big. And so I remember getting on this journey with God and this journey of faith. And the first stage, I really didn't know it, but it was. And I want to actually share this particular verse, 1 Peter 1:3. I'm going to read that again to you. And it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, which according to his abundant mercy have begotten us again unto a lively or a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. When you begin to believe God, you're going to have to come into a place of living hope. Hope that's alive. Hope can be shaken. That's why he calls it hope. But it's a stage of, really, it's a stage of faith. It's the beginning of faith where you believe God can do it, will do it, and you believe God will do it for you. He can do it for you, and you believe it's his will. Amen? Some people in the beginning struggle because they even out whether, well, if it be his will. Listen, if you pray like that, you're not going to get a whole lot of result. You're going to have to come to the place where you know it's God's will. And you set your hope into that. If you're still struggling whether it's God's will or not, you're going to have to get his word. And his word has to come alive in that area till you know for a certainty it's his will. So you know. You don't ever doubt that again. You got to get settled. Until you're settled, you can't move on. You have to settle that it's his will. I know it's God's will. I know can. And then you know you set your hope. God, I know you can do it for me. God, I know you will do it for me. See, you're in a hope phase. And that's a good phase to be in. Because you're setting your hope in God. Amen? But that's not what's going to cause an ultimate manifestation in your life. But it's the journey of setting your hope and realigning your hope and keeping it a living hope until hope becomes faith. Faith is different than hope. Hope believes God will. Hope believes God can. But faith is different. Faith is another level. I'm going to talk to you about three levels of faith, what the things I presently see now on this journey we've been on. And so when he said it to me, I was sitting on the couch and he said, it was like it rolled up. It says, hope believes God can do it. Faith believes it's already done. Say that again. Hope believes God can do it, or it's the will of God. He will do it. Faith believes he's already done it. It's a progressional journey to understanding. When the Bible says the Father worketh hitherto, listen, the Father's already worked for you. You don't have to get him to move because he already finished everything for you in Christ. You may not see the finish line and everything, but he's finished it. He's even finished your body. He's already legally given you a resurrected body, purchased it for you. He's already done it. He worked in Christ everything. Everything you ever need, want, desire, he worked it in the Son on your behalf. He finished it in the Son, completed in the S-O-N Son, and then he raised that Son up to sit down at the right hand of majesty on high, right hand of dunamis power, pointed heir. And then he made you and declared you joint heir. Before you were ever born, before you ever knew him, before you ever tasted of his mercy, all that's been given to you in the form of an inheritance. Done. Say done. No, faith won't start there. Hope will start. But faith must come to the place to know, like he said it, I like just the way he floated up. I just wrote it down. I have like these legal notepads everywhere. I have like literally 20 of them laying around. I couldn't find the one I wrote on. I said, oh, and I wrote this down. I can't find it anywhere. And I'm running around and it's sitting under a pillow right there where God gave it to me. But I'm looking in the prayer closet. I'm looking at my nightstand. I got stacks of them everywhere. I have two of them there. I just write in tongues. Good luck trying to read all that. But once I write it, I got it. Amen. And it says, faith believes God's already done it. Believes it's finished. Faith will bring you to the finish round. The way you do that is keep his word. He talked about it. Moses talked about it. These words will be in the front of your eyes. You'll speak of them. They'll be in your mouth in the morning. In noontime, in the evening, they'll be written. You'll write them on the doorpost of your house. When you come in, you go out. It's surrounding your life with the word and having the intention of never leaving it as the just will live by this. It matters not what assignment I'm presently in. I'm going to live this way the rest of my life. The word will be in my mouth. It'll be in the frontlets of my eyes. It'll be in my heart. It'll be written. I'm going to encompass my life with this word, and I'm never going to leave it. And I'm going to stay with it till it brings itself into full fruition. That's the just will live that way. Without this, It's impossible to believe God. He said that. I didn't say that. So, in understanding these three measures of faith I'm going to speak about, there's three levels, three operations. To get to the place where not only I believe God's done it, I need to come to the place I can receive from the realm God's done it. And then I'm going to take what I received and I'm going to release what God has done into the earth. These are levels of operation of how this invisible kingdom moves into the earth. We're working some pretty large stuff right now with our faith. It's pretty exhilarating at times. I won't tell you. Even though we haven't seen a manifestation, we live in a place of manifestation, because before the kingdom ever shows up in the earth, it's going to show up inside of you. You're going to live it, breathe it. The breakthrough will be in you before it's ever in the earth. Amen? It's going to manifest inside of you. And if you don't have that working and you're just believing God's going to drop something, you're in miracle territory. Now, God does miracles, but they're very sporadic. The just do not live by miracles. The just live by faith. Faith believes. Hope believes God can do it. Faith believes God's already done it. It's bringing your heart, your spirit, who you are, your faith into a realm that's finished. Living in that finished realm, receiving that finished realm, integrating that finished realm inside of you, being clothed with it, and then releasing the finished realm into the earth. It's literally a place that all doubt and unbelief gets eradicated. It's a pretty amazing place. Glory to God. That's why the Lord could stand in front of the man in the wheelchair, or they lowered him into the house and broke the roof off. I mean, he wasn't intimidated in the slightest. The whole room was filled with expectation. They took the roof off and he was standing there. Leaders, Pharisees, everybody was there. His own mother couldn't even get in the house. Could you imagine his mom? Just, don't you know who I am? His mother. She couldn't even get in the house. They said, your mother's here. He goes, who's my mother? You're all my family. Well, they put that man, he just looked at him and said, which is easier? See, he had this in him. You know he had it in him, because when the woman touched the hem of his garment, dunamis flowed out. And she was immediately healed. He carried the finished realm with him. He didn't have to conjure the finished realm. He already had it. Even Peter learned this early. He said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give. See, it's what you possess. It's what you've received. And he said, which is easier? To say this man's sins are forgiven, or to rise and be made whole? I can tell you right now, in the American state of the church right now, it's a whole lot easier to get someone born again than get them out of a wheelchair. Thank you for your enthusiasm. That's just where we are. But in the kingdom, there is a realm that it's just as easy to get someone born again as to get them up from the wheelchair. The realm exists. God has made it available. He promised it to us. But there's something between us and the understanding of that place that has to be changed. So the first level of one, now we're talking about faith now. Say we're in faith now. Phase one of faith. I like this scripture because this particular scripture encompasses everything. Go to Matthew 6. Man, I used to preach this all the time. There is so much in these few verses right here. They encapsulate all three phases in a perfect way. And so I'll start with that verse, and then we'll get into these phases in this progressionary phase, because right now we're in phase three faith. It's really exciting. When you operate in faith every day, you kind of know where you are. When you're tracking with something, you kind of know where you are. You don't have to anybody tell you. You know. You know where you are. God tells you. So Matthew 6, let's look at the first phase. I'm going to say phase one is to believe, say believe, that it's finished. Say it's finished. So phase two, say phase two, is to believe that you receive from that finished place. Okay? Phase three, believe it or not, there's one single scripture that has all three phases in it. It's pretty amazing. Phase three is to decree, release what you received into the earth for manifestation. So phase one is to believe it's finished. These are processes. You're not going to do this overnight. But the rewards are huge. It's a process of being in the living God and believing it's done. Say it's done. Why are people all talking about, oh, he's finished it. I know he's finished it. But have you received from what he finished? Do you know where to receive from? Do you know how to receive it? Do you know what that means? So let's look at the position. Well, let me give you the scripture where it's all right there. It's pretty amazing. It's in the Lord's Prayer. Few short words. Verse 10. And of Matthew 6 that encapsulates all of it. After this manner pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That's your worship. Phase of God. It's your love phase of God. But then there's the kingdom phase of your prayer. This is not a recital, though we make it. It's really components. You really want to look at the Lord's Prayer as components more than you look at it as just a recital. If we could recite the Lord's Prayer and all that would happen, the whole world would have already been born again by now. The kingdom would have come. These are components, operational components. In this component, verse 10, thy kingdom come. Say, thy kingdom come. What is that? That's decree. He's actually doing it in reverse. Thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. So what does that particular verse tell you? You already know the will of the Father has been done. You already know it's finished because you wouldn't be decreeing in the earth something you wouldn't believe is already done. Not going to be done, but done. So it already knows, faith believes it's finished. There's a receiving there. I'm going to show you in a minute. And then the decree what's been finished in heaven into the earth. The key to the mystery of all things is to see what's been done, see what's been finished, dwell or receive from that finished place and then decree that will to be done in the earth as it's already done. God did half the equation before you ever got started. He finished it. He got half of your promise into a finished position, already done. You have to identify what's been done. You've got to see where it's been done. You have to know where it's been done. You have to know that he completed it. It's amazing. What the Father, when he Father worketh hitherto, what all he completed in Christ. It's just amazing. The Bible says you're complete in him. That's not an arbitrary scripture. He completed you. Because he already stood in your end. He took your body, the soul, and the spirit of a man, he buried the old man. That was a whole work of redemption. He raised up everything, spirit, soul, and body. The Father raised him up into the right hand of God, glorified him as a man to finish the redemption. Saul has been born again. Could you imagine that born again emotions? Whew. I mean, wake up, just joy all the time. go to bed with joy. You would drive everybody around you completely, because you'd walk around happy all the time. Because how many people you see walk around happy? Like, what's wrong with them? Who floated your day? Because the world has been designed to drown in sorrow, or drown in heaviness, worry, fear, depression, cares. And having a born again soul with love and joy and peace. You don't work them up, they just emanate up from you. Man, I've been getting in the glory lately, and I feel glory coming out from every part of my body. It's so exhilarating. I'm like, God, there's glory in my bones right now. It's just amazing. I feel in every part. I haven't learned to live there 24 hours a day, but I can get there. Everyone say, get there! Live there! But having a born-again soul, it's not subject to depression. Wouldn't that just be awesome? Not subject to pain. A body that's not subject to pain. I've gotten there quite a bit. I haven't been sick in 5 years. That's pretty awesome. Matthew 6, verse 6. When thou prayest, enter in your closet. When you have shut the door. That's a jurisdictional transfer. That's not the closet where your clothes are in. That is your secret chamber that you meet with God, the secret place. And there's a shutting of the earth door. And there's going before, notice that you go before the presence of the Father. You pray in a secret place with Him. And if the Father sees you there, He's going to reward you. I'm like, any time, Lord, I've been coming for quite a long time. It all depends on what you're getting up there too, you know. Shoestrings are a lot easier to get than, you know, the crown, a dispensational crown coming in. But, you know, talk about that another time. So you got to be positioned. I call it the right hand of God, that whole journey up into there. Positioned into the face of the Father. You have to learn something about praying to Him. There's only so long you're going to make a request. You're not going to keep going up there and making the same request. There has to sometimes make the request, and then the Father says, okay, I've heard you now. Let's get on with phase two. You're in position. Let's settle the fact that my will's been done in this area. He'll totally show you His will's been done. God is so thorough in His word. I'm like, wow. You want to have thoroughness? Just go to our website, right into God. Not because I did it. I'm just telling you that God is so thorough. He just goes over an area, and He goes over it and over it and over it. It's like covered the bases there. Amen? Why? He wants you to carry the blueprint that showed to you on the map. And then He wants to get you in position to receive. So you get in the presence of the Father, but it's all about His asking. Well, I don't need anything. You need more than everybody else. I was somebody coming to me. They were just broke, busted, and disgusted. And they were the one of the religious spirit that said, I don't need anything from God. I'm like, yes, you do. Because everybody has to support you. Because you don't need anything, but you're the most needy person we know. You're always in need. I said, why don't you learn to get something from God instead of everybody else? God has answered every one of my prayers. That's another big one. If not a prayer, He's not an answer. I said, well, then pray bigger. Because if God's answered every one of your prayers, hallelujah, pray bigger. Go find something you can't do. Because I'm telling you, if you walk with God long enough, He's going to assign you something you can do. It's impossible. He's going to put you up against an impossible task. Not any one of your Ishmael tendencies is going to be able to fix. Your soul won't be able to conjure it. Human sufficiency won't be able to touch it. There's nothing you can do in the natural. God is really skilled at putting you in an impossible situation. You're going to have to faith your way out of it. And then He gives you a commandment. Move that mountain! I'll come back and see you how you're doing in 5 years from now. And that's how you learn. Because he's going to put you in front of something and you keep and you keep and you stay and you stay and you go through this, you go through that, you go around the mountain. The one thing you can't do is back up. You cannot turn around. Though they draw back, my soul has no pleasure, because God will lead you to a promised land. There will be giants. There will be mountains. There'll be resistance of every kind. He's not going to lead you into a resistance-free life with no mountains to overcome. You're going to have Goliath. You're going to have the sons of Anak. All that's part of the equation. He's going to put you in front of impossibility. The one thing, it doesn't matter if you cave. It doesn't matter if you break down. The thing you can't do is turn around. Be better to keep your mouth shut. There are times like when I'm going through something and Anna goes, what's going on? Is it better I don't talk right now? Because like the other day, the enemy just, this cloud came over me. I couldn't get it off. Didn't even want to get it off. How many of you have ever been there? I'm like, I'm too tired to deal with it. I'll do it tomorrow. We just rebuke it in Jesus' name. Okay, big faith boy, you come rebuke it. See what you got, big faith boy. And I just told her, I said, you know, it's just better I don't say anything right now. Because 100% chance the wrong things would come out of my mouth. How many of you ever been there? And all that'll do is, I mean, because, you know, you can have self-pity coming out, and you know, all this coming out, and just the wrong thing will come out. I just learned those times I don't trust my thoughts. I don't trust anything that's going on in my head right now. I don't trust anything that's going on inside of me. I definitely don't trust anything coming out of my mouth. I don't want to repent for it later. So I'll just go watch TV or something. I'll have a pity party with me and me and me. The one thing I won't do is sit in that pity party. I'm not going to sit in the pity party very long. I might for that afternoon, but the next day I will deal with that thing. I will get the adjustment because we've learned how to do that. I'll make the exchange and I'll become the head again and not the tail. The tail end stinketh. Have you ever figured that out before? If you are in a circumstance that stinketh, you're on the wrong side. You're going to have to get into the head. Lord, I know I'm in the wrong end of this equation. Get me into the right place. Hallelujah. So Mark 11, so you get position. There's some things you got to do in the finished work of God. I believe it's finished. God settled that in me. I'm moving to that place. It's done. When you're journeying in the done realm, you're in a good place. The reason he's doing, he's moving you to the finish line. He's moving you to a realm that's finished, because faith works a whole lot better when it's all finished. Because once it's done, you're going to bring that done realm into the circumstances of life. You're going to be wearing something from another place. You're going to be speaking something from another place. You have another atmosphere. That's why you got to get out. You're never going to birth in an atmosphere of depression. You got to get out from that place. You got to come out from among them. You can't wear defeat and rejection and unworthiness all your life. If you're battling with that, we all battle with that. You can overcome because you're accepted in the beloved. You can go stand in him and exchange. Well, I don't know how to do that. Well, jump on the website and learn, because we will teach you. The worst thing you do is nothing, because if you do nothing about it, the enemy, you think that enemy's not going to come at you next year and the year after that and the year after that in this matter. Even God gives you breakthrough. If you don't deal with the tree that's producing all that, the enemy will just resow it again. How many of you had a huge breakthrough and then end up battling the same thing again? You got to deal with the tree that's producing that stuff. Life's not fair. We weren't all born equal. Some were born in privilege. But in the kingdom, you are born equal. But you have to appropriate your inheritance. It didn't come freely. It didn't fall out of the sky. This person always says, I don't want to do anything. Just God will do it. No, he won't do it. He already did it. He's finished it. It's laid up for you in a heavenly realm. Well, why did he do that? Why couldn't he just put it down here? Because there's a devil down here that hates everybody. He steals, he kills, he destroys everything. He stole it from Adam the first time. You think God is going to reassign it to some baby believer for the devil to come take it? No, he puts it up in a heavenly realm. And the devil comes up here. No, you can't come up here. That belongs to them. He'll steal from you here, but he cannot steal from you there. It's yours. It'll always be yours. That's why he's giving you access by faith into the grace where you stand. That's why you got to learn a little bit about the spiritual realm, how to move, how to stand, how to enter the door, how to pray in a realm with God. And it takes a lot of effort. If you don't do it, you're not going to be armed the way God wants you to be armed. You get one shot at this in life. No matter how many mistakes you make, you get a shot to be great with God. You know what's remarkable? It's work. Don't anybody tell you it's not work. The what you can accomplish in a single hour of prayer. Most of our prayer times are 55 minutes to an hour and 15 minutes. Most of them. We pack the whole thing in. Ascension, descension, receiving, moving back into the gates, perambulation and decreeing everything. All in an hour. It's amazing. I think that's what the Lord had in mind when he said, could you not pray for an hour? Amazing what he did in an hour's time. It doesn't take all day. The Lord called it a work. He said, what must we do to work the works of God? He said, this is the work of God, believe. Believing takes a spiritual labor. It's not classified as natural human sufficiency labor. It is a spiritual labor. It takes an oomph. It takes something to stay with it. It's where the rubber meets the road. It separates the Calebs, the Joshuas from the rest of the crowd. It takes something. You have to learn to stay with it. You have to believe God is, and I'm staying with this because I believe I have a future that I cannot manifest on my own. I believe I've seen a treasure hidden in the field. I'm going to sell everything for it. And I'm not going to let go until I obtain it. Will you make mistakes? Yes. But God can forgive all your mistakes. What he doesn't like is you turn around and let go. He doesn't like people turn around. Ephraim lost the mantle of the ark itself. Because he turned aside. But God reassigned that. But that's another time. So let me finish this. Weary times is escaping us. I feel the buffet calling us. It's a salad bar buffet, but I do believe they have pretty awesome salmon sandwiches there. Have you ever seen Sharon's? Have you ever seen her when she gets a salad? I don't know if they have a special container for her salad that's different than ours, but it's as big as she is. And she comes and that thing is stacked. I'm like, did you get the whole salad bar out of there? I'm like, there is no way you're going to fit all that in your stomach. You're just not that big. She goes, I'll take it home, do it. I mean, you will actually digest that in a 24, 36 hour period because that is as big as my chair over there. You'll see today when we go there. She'll see. She probably won't do it today because I'm calling her out, but God loves you, Sharon! Happy birthday! She's so awesome. She really is. I don't know, honestly, of a pure vessel in all the kingdom of God that sold your whole life out to the Lord, who always at the altar, always full of love. Could you imagine Sharon coming to you and being angry and pointing her finger at you? She's just not in her. She's just the vessel of love. And just the Lord just honors you today. Praise God. Did I save myself? Okay, praise God. Lord, thank you for saving me. All right. Now I'm going to finish this. These three phases, I have so much to say, but here's another scripture that contains these things. These are processes. You learn to do them. It's so awesome to have a finished work inside of you. It just becomes bone of your bone. See, there's a transference that when you pray to the Father, write this down. He does not directly transact in the earth, not the Father. He's going to transact in the Spirit. The Lord and the Holy Spirit are going to transact in the earth. He's going to transact in heavenly places. In the name of Jesus, a whole inheritance, a slew of inheritance has been laid up for you. When you transact with the Father, you're transacting from that inheritance. When the Father gives you something, He's transferring it out from that inheritance that's finished, that's already been worked, and He's translating it into you. He transfers it into you for you to bring back. It's a spiritual thing. You'll have it before you have it. Look at your neighbor and say, I'll have it before I have it. You'll possess that from the Father. I know how long it took the Father to get there, but I have some stuff inside of me. Woo-hoo! It's done. It's finished. I don't even question that. In fact, when we pray, I just rehearse what He's given me instead of asking because I already have it. But you'll go through the process of Him transferring that to you. Permutation is a big part of that. We won't get into that today. Just look at this verse. We'll close this up. So phase one of faith is phase one is to believe that it's finished. Phase two is believe to receive. Now that's where you're going to transact with the Father. And here it is in the Bible. Mark 11 verse 22. Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Not in the world. Not in the news. Not in yourself. Well, I'll just fix this myself. Babies get away with that. After baby phase, you won't get away with trying to fix your life yourself. Not if you're going to walk with God. You're going to find out real quick you can't fix anything. I can't do it. That's a good place to be. Can't park there, but that's a good place to be. But look at verse 24. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire, say whatsoever things, when you pray, while you're praying, where you're praying, believe that you receive. The best way to do that I've learned, is to simply have His Word in the presence of the Father, rehearse the Word, agree with the Word, agree with what it said. I agree, this is mine, I receive it as mine, and sometimes see it. Say, see it. What does it look like? And then say what it looks like. What is your breakthrough? He gave you imagination for a purpose. What does that look like? Because you need to get an image, a breakthrough working in you. And so you go to the Father and you rehearse it in the presence of the Father. You see it in the presence of the Father. You agree with it. Now, when you're doing this, there are going to be things in you that don't agree. There's going to be past issues. You're believing for something and stuff will come up. Agree with it anyway. Say it. Agree with it. I agree. If you're dealing with some pain in your body or sickness, I am healed. Your body says, no, you're not. But it doesn't matter because I'm receiving from another realm now. I'm not going to let this realm dictate the heavenly realm. So I receive. Say, I receive. And then you shall have. Those are two different things. So faith first believes it's finished. Faith goes before the Father, agrees, believes, sees, and receives that finished. Because after a while of doing this, it's going to get up inside you. When you after a while of doing this, I mean, you're going to have it. You're going to get up in there. You're just going to go to the Father. All of a sudden, something's going to shift in you. Like, I already got this. See, how many have been in that phase? Boy, it's an awesome phase. I have this now. It's mine now. I've received it. God's entrusting you with something. I'm closing here, but listen to me. When God does this, He's taking heavenly riches and glory. He's put them up inside of you for you to bring down into the earth. Once He does that, the enemy knows that too. He's coming after that. But God's trusting you to stay with it all the way to her manifestation. Because once it moves out of that realm into this realm, the war is on. The enemy's going to confront that. It's what he does. He's going to try to steal that. It's what he does. He doesn't have anything of his own. He's going to try to take what God's given you, like he took it from Adam. That's when you got to know who you are. And you step your feet down in phase three. I will never let go of this wire till I see the God of peace come. And step out, my enemies. Let God arise, his enemies be scattered. Those things I did receive in the heavenlies, I now decree the release and the loosing of it. And you stand in his name. And you decree the finished realm. Those phases, they can take 6 months, they can take 6 years, they can take 26 years. None of that matters. What God has assigned you to do, you can do it. He's going to give you the grace for it. Amen? Whatever enemy is fighting you, that is your promotion. Because you're not going anywhere till you get and overcome that. Because if you can't win that battle, how are you going to win anything beyond that battle? Amen? So stand and see the salvation of God. Believe it's finished. Receive from the finished realm in the presence of the Father. Bring it into the earth. Walk up and down in his name. And decree it finished. Because Zechariah says this, and we're closing. Zechariah says this. A small one will become a thousand in the last days. And a strong one will become a whole nation. Authority will be given to the manifested sons in the last days. To manifest the kingdom that's at hand position. Once that kingdom gets it at hand, you're a possessor, such as I have. You see that? Now you may not be there, but you need to see it. I wish somebody had told me this like 20 years ago. At least I'd have known the phases I was in. Now we've understand these things. We're in the door now. There are some heavenly things that have been brought down to the door. Anybody in this house that's tracking knows this. Anybody comes to Tuesday's prayers knows we're in the door. We're not the one going up. We're in the one coming down. He sets before us an open door. No man can shut it.